The night sounds spanned from the Williamsburg Bridge to a building blocks away. Up the stairs and through the door, a band was almost ready in front of the window.
Check.
Behind the drums, the drummer made the last adjustments, moved a cymbal slightly, tilted the microphone, tested the placement of a pedal against the kick. She tugged the hem of her dress, then counted off. That's Fiona Campbell. She plays drums in Coasting. She also writes for Tom Tom Magazine, a new publication about female drummers. Sometimes she organizes benefit shows for Tom Tom, like this one at her loft in Brooklyn. Someone once gave Campbell an unusual compliment. The person said,
"You get up there and you're females, but you know, you don't play that up. You're just musicians." And it's like, well, yeah, I think they were expecting us to be more crazy or feisty or act more sexual or play up an angle, which is what people are used to. But even if women are just being women on stage, like any slight smell of an angle, like people will go with that.
I spend probably every minute of every day trying to break stereotypes of female drummers. That's the goal of my magazine.
That's Mindy Abovitz. She's a drummer too. She started Tom Tom in her living room 2 years ago. Back then, it was a blog. Now she and a small staff are pushing the third issue to print. They have a lot of stereotypes to break.
Actually, one stereotype is that all women who drum are generally lesbians, which is something that I get a lot. Or also that you're an angry woman, like if you're in a band, you're a bitch.
Which is what people assumed about her old band in New Zealand.
People would make up stories about us, you know, fighting people and beating people up in the bathroom, like things like absolutely ridiculous.
She supposes these accusations of aggression were inspired by the fact that she hits the drums.
You're exposing a lot of physical power and stuff, and it makes people think that, you know, you've got problems and issues to work through.
And then, drumroll please, because this is pretty much the ultimate misconception. There's the stereotype that girls aren't in the band at all. Once,
when we were in Austin, Texas,
Coasting waited to soundcheck for a long time.
Time just kept going on and on and on.
Until finally they asked the sound engineer if anything was wrong.
And he said, "Oh no, I'm waiting for the guys in your band to get here." "What? The guys in your band? Where are they?" "No, no, no, it's just us. Just you two girls?"
Okay, I'm a drummer too, and as Fiona was listing all of these cliches, I kept thinking, she's talking about me. These are the fallacies I've rolled my eyes at since I could twirl a drumstick. And then I thought, how is Tom Tom, this little magazine, going to unravel such widespread, long-standing gender bias? I always figured the best way to drown out misconceptions was to just play over them like they didn't exist. Emphasizing music over gender works for me. It can't work for Tom Tom. The magazine never underplays its gender. To do this would be to ignore the impact of words and images. It would mean flailing recklessly in the blurry realm between shredding stereotypes and accidentally backing them. This is a catch Abovitz encounters often. She said the magazine is trying to shatter stereotypes by building a new one.
If I had my way, my new stereotype would be extremely confident, very talented, skillful.
But Tom Tom's attempts have stirred up flack. For instance, Abovitz never expected to hear complaints that the drummers in the magazine look too good. Yet, that's how some readers responded when they found the double spread fashion shoot blaring from the middle of the second issue.
It just feels like a really wholesome idea. And then it goes to print. And then someone from across the sea finds it and is like, "Why is there fashion in my drummer's magazine?" And I'm not trying to make the female drummer look beautiful. That's not intentional.
Well, I can see how some could mistake femininity for objectification. Not because of images like the drummer in a thigh-length dress doing a backbend over her bass drum, but because the magazine itself is beautiful. All of the subjects look good, framed in saturated photographs printed on cardstock. And TomTom's aesthetic crosses another contradiction. It looks like a high-end glossy, but it reads like a zine. The tone is conversational. There are contributions from amateur writers. Musical notation is sometimes handwritten, not typed. The business model seems fallible. A professional layout with lax content that brings an obscure group of subjects to an obscure group of readers.
There's not many female drummers. This is something I remember when Mindy started the magazine. I thought, oh man, that's such a specialized thing. Like, she's gonna run out of drummers.
It turns out, female drummers were never obscure, only disconnected. Abovitz noticed their lack of communication. She set out to make a bridge. TomTom has featured drummers from New Zealand, France, and China. Each quarter, 2,000 copies are distributed internationally as far as Australia. The website sees about 10,000 hits per month.
There's thousands of us everywhere, thousands and thousands, and just that knowledge in itself is so awesome and empowering.
Most of all, it's TomTom's coverage that twists the notion of what it means to be a musician's magazine. I know all the drummers are girls. That's not what strikes me. It's that gender is the only common thread between them. TomTom's drummers span a range of ages, styles, and skill levels. It aims to
present and promote female drummers of varying notoriety.
Which means the magazine gives equal coverage to the professional and the novice.
I am still learning. I'm trying to get better and better each time.
That's Sylvia Chavez. After years of silence, she started drumming again in a new band called Baby Teeth.
We started playing shows and people came up to me saying, like, you're a pretty good drummer. I really couldn't believe they were actually telling me that.
Now plans are in the works to interview her for TomTom.
You know, I was self-taught and I just didn't think of myself as a good drummer until recently.
A reader once told Abovitz that TomTom is a magazine about average drummers. And if you average the sum of its content, the stereotypes start to cancel out. TomTom's defense against gender bias isn't to play loudly. It's to play a whole bunch of different beats.
Being a female isn't a genre.
Eventually, when people pick up the magazine and over time start seeing all these images of female drummers, they would eventually walk down the street and see a woman and think, she could be a drummer.
Outside the show, Campbell's beats escaped through a window to mix with the night sounds. The rhythms followed a trail, up the stairs and through the door, where coasting played under a ceiling strung with tiny lights. The bulbs shone, threaded together like the ones that spanned the Williamsburg Bridge, beyond the window, behind the drums.